Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, Israeli, Russian, and Iranian news sources, mainline news sources, are reporting that Russian troops, special forces, Spetsnaz, are being deployed by the thousands into Syria. There's a report out of Herat that we blurbed. It's up on drudgereport.com that the Iranian news, and I went and linked through, sure enough, they are reporting it, is saying that 15,000 of their Revolutionary Guard have already been deployed. Top Iran military official aiding Assad's crackdown on Syrian opposition. Of course, Hillary and others promised there'd never be U.S. or NATO intervention militarily. Now they're calling for it, and it's come out in a lot of major publications the last 2 weeks that U.S. and NATO forces have actually been inserted in different border regions and are involved. So this is serious. The Russian foreign minister is obviously saying again today, don't get involved, don't attack, or we're going to get involved. This is unprecedented Cuban Missile Crisis level type stuff that we're seeing happening right now. And because we've been talking about it so long, now that we're getting right up to the wire on it, everybody's pretty much just acclimated to accept this. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Russia's prime minister says West cannot behave like elephant in a China shop in Syria. Their foreign minister has come out and is meeting again with Damascus yesterday and is saying that they are going to respond and block outside Western intervention. This is incredible. Israeli embassies preparing for Iran attack. And this article's up on Infowars.com from reports inside Israel. Foreign press is renting Tel Aviv rooftops to cover Iran war. And Fox News, ABC, NBC, BBC, they've all got their advance teams on the ground, the Israeli news is reporting, and are now renting rooftops. And it is really barreling down to the line. They are massing U.S. troops in Kuwait, Israel, in many, many other areas. Airfields in Israel have U.S. aircraft massing in them. I've got all the reports right here. We're going to cover them after we come back from break. Because I tend to just, you know, mention a few of these articles every day and not really bore down into it. This is going to be our top story today, obviously. I've also got some reports here. What would Iranian counterstrikes look like? And I don't just believe British, French, Israeli, and U.S. newspapers when they say that the Ayatollah's talking about attacking the West, or you know, the leader of the military saying we're going to strike and attack and respond. I actually go look it up, and they are indeed saying this. So Iran is going now into a posture of war. And I think it finally got their attention, having their military bases blown up, their rocket bases blown up, their generals killed, their police academies blown up, their military academies blown up. Some of these explosions are so big. These are not truck bombs. These are not people throwing satchels over walls. I've seen some of the satellite photos of these bases. These have got to be 2,000-pound bombs, bare minimum. I mean, they're stealth bombers dropping bombs on them. Or some type of missiles are flying in under the radar, cruise missiles. I don't know, but if they're cruise missiles, they're big. I mean, Iran is under bombardment. And they got motorcycle assassins with the magnet bombs, magnet mines. It's all coming up. It's just... It's already started. The Russians are lining up. Be involved.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, if you go to Infowars.com, you can see our top stories right there, and they're all incredibly important. There's some positive news. There's also, of course, some ugly news, as well as dreadful news taking place, but we are going to cover it all here today. Obviously, our top story is not a story at all. It affects every one of us, no matter where we live in the world, and it will undoubtedly be bad for our liberties, for the economy, from the price of gas to the price of food. And it's what you expect in every case in history. When depressions take place, governments start wars. And many statesmen have said it in different ways, but war is the health of the state. Guys, search engine that, quote, war is the health of the state. I want to, I'm having a moment of not remembering exactly who said that. It's attributed to many. It's been said different ways, but war is the health of the state. And, of course, that means big, corrupt, oppressive state. So we're going to be going over that. Obviously, we need to get a little bit more into what's happening with campaign 2012. Clear evidence of election fraud, and I'll cover some of that in the third hour with some of the graphs and documents, in Nevada. A few days into this, Ron Paul got 220% increases in one state, 160 in others, always over 100% increase, bare minimum, in every state compared to what he got in 2008 in the last election. Except Nevada, he got the exact amount. Like they were lazy and didn't even program the machines to show another fraud. The polls showed he was in the lead, first or second place, not third, a distant third. We, of course, saw fraud in Iowa. It was first reported the day after by our listeners and the weeks after it was confirmed. Associated Press headline, Iowa caucus results scrapped. And they said, we don't know who will get them now. Just a lot of bizarreness. And trucks were missing with the ballots. How are trucks missing with the ballots after they were cast when they're all cast in the 1,800 precincts or so and tallied and called in on a telephone in front of everyone and posted so everybody can check their caucus online when the Republicans put the results out and make sure it's what they saw? In many caucuses this time, they said, oh, we're just going to drive in the results and we're not going to publish them. Some did what they were supposed to, but anytime you break with what's been done in the past, big red flags go up. And then we have bizarre statements by Karl Rove, later confirmed. Oh, there was a gentleman's agreement in all these precincts that we would make Santorum second and Ron Paul third. Remember that clip? He hides it. See, they hide this stuff in plain view. And they come out and say, oh, yeah, you know, some of the trucks didn't show up with the ballots. It was late, later in the evening. So they all got together, the Romney and Santorum's people, and had a gentleman's agreement on what they thought the results were. And he hid that in plain view. This is like saying, yeah, and we went in and pulled a gun on the bank teller and told him, put all the money in a bag and took it out. And it was a gentleman's agreement. Now, remember what Karl Rove told the New York Times and others? That's why it's so famous. It was a whole bunch of Washington Post, New York Times writers all there at that cocktail party. And they said, but you did lie about the WMDs. You are taking liberties. You guys did order the torture. And now you're saying you didn't. And he said, listen, you are in the reality-based community. But we control reality now. We're an empire, and we'll make up whatever we want, and you'll accept it. And some of the reporters agreed with him, and a few got insulted and went and wrote about it. And Rove went, said, yeah, you bet I control reality. So see, he'll just tell you, yeah, we decided who won. Mm-hmm. The ballots in all these precincts were missing in the truck. The trucks were missing. We don't know where they went. And Fox News, didn't ask their analyst, Karl Rove. They didn't ask him, Mr. Rove, they don't drive the ballots once they've been cast in the caucus system in Iowa. It's all published on the wall. It's publicly voted. They tally it in front of everybody. It's the most trusted form of voting. That's why folks knew Ron Paul would do well there, was trending to be number one until the election, but magically number three. Now, they didn't ask the question. They didn't ask, well, where was this smoky room? Who made these decisions? It was just, oh, you've just given us the reality. Oh, you know what? And then a month later, oh, we have scrapped Iowa. We're not going to tell you what's going to happen. We'll decide later. Oh, just Iowa scrapped. Well, okay. You don't like Ron Paul even having a third of the delegates or being in third place, getting a big piece of the delegates. It was almost a statistical dead heat. And it was Rudolph Born said war is the health of the state. That's reportedly from a war diary, the Seven Arts, September 1917. Here it is. He said, war is the health of the state. It automatically sets in motion throughout society those irresistible forces of uniformity for passionate cooperation with the government in coercing into obedience the majority groups and individuals would lack or the lack and have a herd sense. And I'm going to get to this later. This is so important. Again, I'm digressing back into the war news, which I'm going to cover first in detail. But let me just tell you what's coming up after I get into the incredible Iran and Syria situation and the fact that everything is barreling towards all-out war. I'd say 90% chance it's going to happen the next 3-4 months. Secretary of Defense said last week it looks like it's going to happen. The Israeli Knesset says it looks like it's going to happen. The big news outfits are renting space for the next 6 months on top of the roofs in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem so they can show the missiles coming in. Doesn't look good when the media starts renting rooftops. Wow. I hope there's some way to turn this back. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I'm not a fan of Assad. But the criminals that run our society are just as bad or worse. They're more scientific, more sophisticated, and they're not trying to bring freedom to Iran and Syria. They are trying to openly bring, well, it's on record. They're using Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist. It's a Saudi Arabian Wahhabist allied with the British, Israelis, and the people that run the U.S. Same old story. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But after I cover our top news, I want to get to the next report that is so huge. And it's red-linked at Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo put this article together with a little help from his friend, Alex Jones. So it's Kurt Nimmo and Alex Jones. Think of the Beatles songs. You know, all a little help from my friends. Freedom-hating globalists continue attack on Constitution and liberty. And that's the headline I gave him. But I'm tempted to even change it because people think, oh, well, they're just attacking the Constitution by not following it. No. How do I, because that's the headline I gave Nimmo when he wrote the article. We worked together on, you know, stories, he and I and Paul. But it's not just they're doing that. Freedom-hating globalists openly attack the Constitution itself. Or globalists call for abandoning the Constitution outright. Or PR campaign calls for abandoning Constitution. That's it. PR campaign calls for attacking the Constitution. See, I can never get words. I can never get words now strong enough for what's actually happening. Because there aren't really words that can be simple and short to describe the real gristle, the real visceral complexity and stench of the corruption we're facing. But massive PR campaign, concerted PR campaign, calls for abolishment of Constitution, abandonment of the Constitution. Because, see, somebody's going to read that and think, oh, well, it's just an attack. Everybody knows it's under attack. I mean, they're not following a secret arrest, total spying, total control. But no. The New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, CNN, BBC, I saw a Philadelphia paper calling for the end of the Constitution. And saying it's trash. Now, you know, not only that it's outdated, it's not good enough. It doesn't give you enough rights. I mean, talk about coating cyanide with sugar and trying to feed somebody. I mean, you talk about baloney. You talk about counting on ignorance. You talk about deception. You talk about manipulation. They are pushing the UN Declaration of Human Rights that in Article 30 says you have none of the rights in the other 29. I know Kurt quotes it in there. It's Article 29 and 30 basically then just reverse everything. I mean, it says you got a right to free healthcare. You got a right to a free house. You got a right to a free car. You got a right to everything. But it's going to be a socialist system that delivers it. But for the greater good, or if anything contravenes the UN itself, it's null and void. It openly, I mean, the Soviet Union had the same thing. You've got every right in the world. North Korea. Have you read the North Korean Constitution? It sounds pretty darn good, except it's got little provisos. If it's for national security, we can do whatever we want to you. Make it disappear into a black hole. The East German, you know, after Hitler fell and the Russians took over half of Germany, it had absolutely no rights at first, and the people demanded more and more and more, and it led out of tyranny to liberty. But see, we're going the opposite. Have this perfect document. I mean, it's incredible. It's designed to tie down all these different branches and to protect individual liberty. Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, all is built on common law, common sense, Magna Carta, The Cromwellian Wars, all of it, all the liberties that were fought for. We'll be right back.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up, globalists are launching a huge PR campaign openly calling for the abolishment of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They are openly launching this operation. I want to go over it. I mean, it's everywhere. I talked to Kurt Nimmo this morning. We were writing the article up. And he was like, yeah, every time I turn CNN on, I see it. With that Fareed Zarqawi guy, And I'm like, yeah, he writes articles saying get rid of the Constitution. And this is a foreigner who's a member of the Bilderberg Group, one of the only journalists. He's that slimy. And let me tell you, I was in a CNN green room last year about to go on the Joy Behar show. And I was in there for like an hour because they said, oh, this is the show time. We taped the show. But then they just had me sitting there. And there was Fareed sitting there, and it was like the Willies. If I was a central caster for a major film in Hollywood and I was getting a slimy bad guy, he'd be it. I mean, I've never been in a room with somebody that I was that uncomfortable with. And I was sitting there asking him questions and recording him, and I ended up, you know, never even putting it on air. I think it's on one of my old iPhones around here, but the point is that he was so slimy, so arrogant, and knew who I was and was acting like he didn't. And then I brought up some stuff, and he's like, yes, I know who you are, and I've got to go. So he basically ran out of the green room and then went and hung out somewhere else because he didn't like talking to me. But just so slimy to have all... In fact, I was going to have the headline, traitors call for abolishment of Constitution, but they're not traitors. These are globalists. These are foreign enemies. These are people here usurping America. But they have come in, as the Roman philosopher Cicero said, and attacked from within. They don't fly their enemy banner openly. They infiltrate. They're infiltrators. In suits, in ties. They've seized our government. They've taken over our banking system. They're running a global corporate empire on our tax money. And they use fancy PR to convince us that it's our empire. A lot of good old boys know it's an empire. They're like, it's ours. Kill all the brown people. Well, the globalists hate you as much as they hate brown people. I mean, they hate everybody, but that's coming up. Let's get into the war news right now. Let me just read some of these headlines. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Russia's prime minister says West cannot behave like an elephant in a China shop in Syria. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday the world faces a growing cult of violence and Moscow must not let events like those in Libya and Syria be repeated in Russia, issuing a warning to the West against interference, which is going on. And again, Russia's got corrupt leadership, but the globalists are trying to get street wars and stuff going in Russia. That's on record. And they put Al-Qaeda in control of Libya. And now it's admitted they've killed or tortured to death or kidnapped over 40,000 people. And Reporters Without Borders, Doctors Without Borders, they've all come out and said, we're resigning, we're quitting, they're lining up black people and shooting them. They have tortured, murdered the ambassador to France. They are just killing everybody. And what the globalists do is they go in with a proxy army. And they call them freedom fighters, and who they use is Al-Qaeda out of Iran, who's always worked for the West and the House of Saud that's openly British run. And they used them against the Russians, they used them against the Serbs in the 90s. They're using them to take our liberties as a false threat. They're using them to take over Libya, is now flies the Al-Qaeda flag. I mean, it's real Al-Qaeda. They're now using, on record, it's in the news that it's Wahhabist attacking from three sides, backed up by U.S. special forces on the border giving them weapons, and it's now admitted that happened in Libya, and it just doesn't even compute. On talk radio, they don't even really talk about this. Or if it gets brought up, they're like, well, you got to work with bad people sometimes, yeah, Al-Qaeda. And I'm like, but you want the TSA to be on the streets and I can't have any rights or liberties. We got to launch all these wars because Al-Qaeda is going to be given Libya and Syria. And then Al-Qaeda light Muslim Brotherhood, British intel run on record is being given Egypt. When Egypt had more rights under a Western backed and controlled dictator, Hosni Mubarak, who they double crossed their own guy. You got to ask, why are they putting Wahhabists in everywhere? Because they're going to take over. That's the majority Islam religion. And that's the core Wahhabist group out of Saudi Arabia. And it's the New World Order. Al-Qaeda is the New World Order. I mean, it's on record, hiding in plain view. And all the Al-Qaeda chiefs dining with the Pentagon, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, trained at U.S. bases. I mean, they are the sword of the New World Order. They work for the bankers.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We are here back Sundays 4 to 6. Please don't forget that we have the nightly news, a real venture in liberty against the globalist. You that are PrisonPlanet.tv members support growing our news gathering and reporting operation with more reporters, graphics people, researchers, writers, filmmakers, and others. You are funding something with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that's having a huge effect. I'm going to get back into the war news and the attack on the Constitution and tell you about some of the guests that are coming up today. But before I do that, and before I expand on the situation in the Middle East that's really degrading into a serious, wider open NATO versus Russia and China proxy war, that has nothing to do with democratizing things and everything to do with global consolidation that's leading into an open corporate one-world government. I want to just let you know about a few things that we're doing right now. A, we are continuing the 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv. Every one of my 20-plus documentary films, dozens of other great documentary films that we've been authorized to post up there. All of my radio shows, all of it going back 9 years this April. It's all there. My book that's out of print. Paul Watson's book that's out of print. Expanded extras from my documentaries that aren't on the DVDs. Special reports. The weeknight TV show that more energy goes into than this radio show. You know, it's just got graphics, documents, clips of information. Heavily documented. Every night, 7 o'clock goes out. Then it's restreamed. Then it's archived at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. We'll get you there as well. And we're continuing that special we always do in December, January. We're just going to continue it for a while because I want people to join up. It's Give the Gift of Truth, and it is 40%+ off right now on a yearly membership. We're going to continue that through February, and then the special is going to be gone. But it was extremely popular, so we're continuing that. It's now the friendship special, Give the Gift of Truth, PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, you can probably notice that I've lost 37 pounds. In about a week or so, I haven't lost any more weight because I've been so busy working on this new film and some other stuff. I haven't been as exercising as much, but I certainly taken the tangy tangerine, everything else. I don't eat as much. I'm not as hungry. I have a lot more energy. I feel a lot better. You can see it right here on camera. Or if you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch the daily videos. You can see it right there. I've lost 37 pounds. Aaron Deitz has lost over 65 pounds in the last 7-8 months. Just taking vitamin and mineral powders that are properly formulated. The media and government's always saying, oh, you only need 60-something minerals and vitamins. You really need 90-plus, and that's what the Beyond Tangy Tangerine has. That's what the Pollen Burst has. That's what the Rebound has. Those are my favorite products. They're not even advertised as weight loss. Your body needs minerals and vitamins. You're starving. That's why you eat so many empty calories, trying to get the vitamins and minerals and cofactors and trace elements. It's in the Tangy Tangerine. It's in the Pollen Burst. It's in the Rebound. It's in the Alex Pack. There are some weight loss systems, the Slender FX weight management system with the whey powder and the rest of it. It's all there. You can get it all, again, at InfoWarsTeam.com. Very, very excited about what's happening there at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can sign up for $10 and become a distributor and get discounts or just buy it right off the site. But I'm challenging you to try it, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I mean, I certainly know it's worked for me. I know it's worked for Aaron. The proof is in the pudding. And notice it's the only weight loss system where they're not advertising it as weight loss. Listening to Ben Fuchs over a year ago and listening to others explain, look, weight loss is secondary. You start getting the vitamins and minerals you need, you're not going to be as hungry. And unless you're just a glutton who just eats to eat and eat and eat and eat, you know, most of us eat when we're hungry. You eat a dinner and an hour later you're hungry. You didn't get what you needed. So instead of just going and drinking a Coca-Cola or even a glass of milk, which is better for you than Coca-Cola, but somewhat empty, or instead of eating a bag of chips, bang back a scoop of Tangy Tangerine. You know, it tastes like fruit punch. It doesn't taste like, you know, corn syrup fruit punch where it's all sweet and everything, but you can, I mean, it tastes better than that. It like tastes like vitamins and minerals, but it almost becomes like, sometimes if I want to drink a glass of wine or something, I'll just have some. Because it's like more fulfilling than that. Your body can taste the vitamins and minerals. It knows that it wants it. It's like cows and deer that go and find natural salt licks and lick it, wanting the vitamins, wanting the minerals. Well, the minerals out of the salt lick. I mean, it's that simple. You need this. You need the iodine. You need it all. And it's a one-stop shop with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, there's a lot of other products. They've got, you know, the best kelp and seaweed-based systems for your thyroid, and I'm starting to take that. I've just never been somebody who takes pills and takes powders. And the few times I did try it, it was kind of like the Centrum or whatever, you know, just the synthetic, over-the-counter, cheap, all-in-one, gave me a stomach ache, made my urine, you know, bright green. That's not what's happening with this because it's not synthetic. Okay, I'm digressing. InfoWarsTeam.com. And if you want to order via the phone or ask any questions, You can also go to the site, and there's a phone number there on it, 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301, if you have any questions or comments, 877-551-1301, InfoWarsTeam.com. And, yes, it is selling out quick. We may have to go to a reprint. Again, I'm not the publisher, but I've spotted him the money to print up a bunch of them. Because I'm somebody who sells them on the online bookstore at InfoWars.com, and I couldn't get enough of these to fulfill orders I had because it was this on-demand place that it was just taking forever. And I kept promising listeners because, you'll get them in a week, you'll get them in a week. And a month went by, and I called them up. I had Weldon call them up, and I said, look, we know big printers, the biggest in the country. We can get these printed in a week or two. We need to fill these orders. We're going to have to refund people's money. So I don't make people wait a month to get stuff. We've gotten good where most stuff ships out within 24, 48 hours. Our customer service is just, look at our Amazon rating off the chart. Our rating on eBay, just as good as it gets. You have the best rating because we've, under Weldon Henson and Tim Frugier back there, they just kick hind end at customer service compared to what we used to be. It was okay, but, not very good. But the last few years, they've really got us going well. But I was saying, that's it. We got to return hundreds of orders. It never comes. They keep saying it's going to come. So we printed up a bunch. Those are almost sold out. It'll take 2 or 3, 4 weeks maybe. So you got to put it in, proof it, and then get it by the way, Bloodlines the Illuminati is selling on average for $200 everywhere because it's essentially out of print until we did this. Well, we're selling it obviously for a fraction of that. It is the size of the Dallas phone book. And it does cost a lot to get printed, but it's $49.95. There's also signed copies by Fritz Springmeier and signed copies available from yours truly or both our signatures because folks requested them at Infowars.com. And Fritz and I have said that's it for signed copies this year. 200 were signed, some by him, some by me, some by both. When those are gone, that's it. 200, that's it. In 2012, 200, that's it. So they're available at Infowars.com. Okay, that's enough. I just tend to never plug stuff, and that's how we fund our operation as well. I mean, I'll go days now without even plugging things, and people are explaining, hey, you got 34 crew members. Alex, you're hiring 3 or 4 more people. We're going to not be able to fund things if you don't plug stuff. But it's a win, 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 because these are all great materials to help wake folks up, whether it's Noble Lie, Proving Oklahoma City's an Inside Job, whether it's all the other new books and videos we're carrying. It's all about getting the word out and educating yourself to a higher level. Okay, before I get into this war news and then the Constitution attack news, this is a quote from a war diary, The Seven Arts, published near the end of a war that killed tens of millions. Of course, that was World War I that then gave rise to World War II and gave rise to fascism and communism. War creates poverty. War creates massive, big, corrupt secret police units. War creates, in every case, long-term, if you keep having it, horrible, degraded societies. And that's why tyrants love them. It's taught in Chicago Business School. It's taught at Harvard. It's mainline history. I mean, the Romans knew this. Julius Caesar used wars to become dictator. Third world countries always use a war with a neighbor as an excuse to seize power. It's bad news. Offensive wars are always cancer to a country, to a society, to a republic. It is that simple. Guys, will you make sure that headline gets changed on that? No, it's been changed. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. Good. Excellent. That's our top story right now, of our specific reports today. It's so important to get that out to people. And you never know what listeners pick up and make viral. Sometimes it's the most moderately important piece of news compared to just some bombshell. And if I yell and squeal and make noises and beg folks to get it out because I just want to beat these people, it won't get any attention. But it's up to you folks. I mean, this is outrageous, this article, where they're openly running around like chickens with their heads cut off everywhere, like a tree full of 5,000 macaw parrots chirping, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of it, get rid of it. It's evil, it's bad, it's naughty, it's old, it's stinky, it's not good, it's abusive. They were racist, on and on and on. Big mega global corporations, Bilderberg, foreigner, globalists like Fareed Zarqawa, or whatever that idiot's name is. It's just a disgusting article, and it is treason. Anybody who's a U.S. citizen, you got all the free speech you could ever want in the world. As long as you don't call for violence against a specific person, as long as you don't call for crimes to be committed, and then that's just criminal. But there's one thing, you can read this in federal state court rulings going back over 230 years. When you call for overthrowing our Republican form of government and our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights under the financing of a foreign power, be it corporate or be it the UN, and that's who all these guys do it for, the UN calls for it. When the UN does it, it is infiltration, it is an attempt at warfare and overthrow. It's an act of war. But when a U.S. citizen, this is a very specific definition, serves a foreign power and calls for the overthrow of our form of government that is America, that's what makes it America. That's America being attacked. That's what made us special. The example of liberty worldwide. When you call for its abolishment, it is treason. And I don't just use that word. It is treason. Period. And when government sworn people who have sworn to that Constitution, when they openly call for it and say, I don't have to follow the Constitution like Bush did, or Obama saying, I don't follow the Constitution, I'm launching a war under UN authority for its credibility. That is the definition, the real McCoy, the bona fide, like a Mona Lisa is a Mona Lisa, or a Rembrandt is bona fide, masterpiece, is as good as it gets, most valuable art, is a bona fide masterpiece. A Vincent van Gogh, bona fide masterpiece, every one of them. When the people in government who are American citizens call for overthrowing our system and then start doing it, it is high treason. High treason. High treason. Not treason, high treason. And high treason is not being done in the dark. They think you're so dumb. They're running up and down the street in front of everyone. They're running up and down the block in front of everyone. I mean, there's a bunch of examples here. I get so angry. Rob Jacobson called me last night and said, have you seen this New York Times article? And I said, well, I saw the one Ruth Bader Ginsburg told the Egyptians, former, Supreme Court minion, don't use our Constitution. It's not good. Of course, you've said four of the current ones have said that, you know, follow UN law. He said, now, have you seen this New York Times? I said, no. He said, well, it's on Drudge. I go, I missed that. And they just say, get rid of the Constitution. Listen to this headline. We the people loses appeal with people around the world. They act like it's a populist movement against it. And it's a twisted, sophistic, piece of garbage. And you know what I'm going to do? I got Mark Moreno with incredible victories against the globalists coming up, and I got to hit the war news. So I'll hit the war news in the next segment. And then when Moreno leaves us at bottom of the next hour, and we'll just get Mark on right at the start. I'm going to get into this. And then we do today have the father coming on, who is a lawyer. And he says they've indicted and charged us, have charged and indicted us for our child being late to class. But I went and read the code, and it doesn't say that was even a truancy. He goes, I don't understand how, I've never seen this. I'm like, oh, welcome to the club, pal. This is what they do everywhere now. They don't care what the law says. Besides, you're in family court. It was set up as a eugenics court, 1910, New York first. 35 states sterilized, killed people, did whatever they wanted. Oh yeah, they'd stick babies. I have the newsreels in Endgame. They would hold a baby's nose and mouth if they were deformed and kill them right there at the hospital. And hold the mothers down if they didn't like it. Oh, your child's got a club foot? Bye-bye. Your child's got a cleft lip? Bye-bye. Your child's blind? Bye-bye. here, let's just put a hand over the mouth and hold that nose. This will just take 4 minutes. And you didn't have a choice. I have the newsreels and the promotions where it shows that he brings the woman in and he goes, she's fine, Your Honor. She's intelligent. She's got a good job. But her brother is a cripple. And the other brother has a criminal record. Obviously mentally from bad stock. Sterilization. I mean, this is what went on. So lawyers send me emails and they say, sir, I'd like you to acknowledge I've been attacked on other shows. That there's not even a law. I don't know how I've been indicted. Here's the code. And I have the code. He sent it. I know. I mean, people are now arrested for handing my videos out in Kentucky. People are arrested for handing out C-SPAN videos of Ron Paul because the police don't like it. That was in Kentucky, Lyon County. In the newspaper, they indicted Kelly Rushing. And I've seen other cases because the cops thought it was anti-government. And it went to trial, and the jury said First Amendment, let him go. But the judge was so whacked out and evil. The state police were so whacked out nuts. I mean, these are ravenous wolves coming for us. Not everywhere, but this is what that's why they've got to openly say get rid of the Constitution in front of everybody. Because they've basically already gotten rid of it. And they're criminals, and they know it indicts them.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Think about it. The foreign corporations that have bought and sold all our politicians openly are setting up a corporate world government. They're openly saying they'll attack, murder, kill any citizens whenever they want, spy on anybody. Cities pass laws saying take fluoride out of the water. The feds come in and finance the state to pass laws. The UN's involved at local city levels getting carbon taxes put in place because they can't get the Congress to do it. There's just treason and treachery going on everywhere. But here's that quote. War is the health of the state. It automatically sets in motion throughout society those irresistible forces for uniformity, for passionate cooperation with the government in coercing into obedience the minority groups and individuals which lack the larger herd sense, those that are awake. The notion in wartime attains a uniformity of feeling, a hierarchy of values, culminating at the undisputed apex of the state ideal, which could not possibly be produced through any other agency than war. The state is intimately connected with war, for it is the organization of the collective community when it acts in a political manner. And to act in a political manner towards a rival group has meant, throughout all of history, war. The war on illiteracy is a war on state and local rights, and the kids have been dumbed down by design. The war on drugs is a war on the general public. They ship them in, you pick them up, now it's an excuse to put you in their private prison. It's like laying black pebbles all over the ground and saying, if you pick a black pebble up, you go to jail. They drop the black pebbles. People pick up a black pebble. Oops, saw you pick it up. A war on terror. Who's running the terrorist? The globalist. And they take everybody's rights. It's full spectrum dominance. And that's why the Iranian government, they're unpopular. They're on the verge of being overthrown. Every expert that's looked at it says it's going to make them incredibly popular when they get into a war with the West. So they're starting to go, okay, we'll have a war. Israel, their government's going to get incredibly popular. They'll be able to reduce more rights. What have the environmentalists said, who aren't really environmentalists? They've said, we'll take your rights, and we'll say it's a war against global warming, a war against extinction of things, and we'll have ration cards. And they're now saying, and a carbon ration footprint and a calorie footprint, and we'll call it a war. A war, a war. In a war, we suspend your rights. In a war. And it is a war. It's a globalist war against everything that's independent. It's a corporate takeover of nations, of families, of individuals. It's all about making people dependent on the system. It's so elementary. And now they're reporting U.S. and NATO forces on the ground in different areas of Syria. There are now street battles all over the country. Again, it's an open Western proxy war to bring down that country, but not to bring in freedom. They're going to put the jihadis in. They're openly going to put Islamicists in. But I thought that we got to give our rights up because of the Islamicists. And, of course, 10 years from now, they'll have another war with those Islamicists. I mean, it's just amazing how the globalists operate, how they build up these enemies, how they build up Saddam, how they build up bin Laden. How they build it all up and then knock it down. Because they need to keep these wars going. The no-bid contracts, the power grabs, all of it. But now Russia is saying they are going to put Spetsnaz in. And I've got reports on Infowars.com, mainstream news, that the Spetsnaz have now been put in. And the Russians are shipping weapons in. That's why the globalists are trying to have street battles. They want to have a guerrilla war. And now special forces are there, just like there was Western special forces there before. I mean, our country is run by foreign banks that have us in a war, and they're trying to start a big war with Iran.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am begging you to get our article, Globalist Campaign Calls for Abolishment of Constitution, and get it out to everybody, because it's so outrageous what these slime bags are doing. It's so disgusting. After Mark Moreno leaves us at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this report. I'm going to read the report on air and be as calm as I can and as eloquent as I can. But we need a new declaration of independence against these hijackers, these globalist criminals that have taken over our country and the world and are engaged in every manner of crime in our name. We are in grave danger as a republic. Our society is in so much trouble. Coming up, I'll give you the latest on the campaign. Iran to deploy 15,000 troops to help Syria's Assad. That's Herat's reporting that. We've got a lot of other news that we are going to be breaking down here on the broadcast today. But these are the times that big world wars start. These are the times that revolutions take place, because we're going into a global depression. And we're going to break here in a few minutes, so we'll just recap whatever he says now. But Mark Moreno is, of course, one of the leading people exposing the environmental movement as a fraud, not caring about the environment, but power grabbing. And he heads up ClimateDepot.com. He's also worked as the director of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and was a senior aide to Senator James Inhofe. So he's been out there for over a decade exposing these people, and it's got to feel good now. And I'll ask him this question when we come back from break, because I want the full audience to hear it. Some stations don't carry this segment. XM and others do. That it's just, we're being vindicated. It's, I mean, if we thought ClimateGate was damaging, it's, there's explosions every day bigger than that. I mean, it is a rout. And I wanted to get him on to chronicle some of the rout. Tell us what's coming up after the break, Mark. Thanks for joining us. I mean, it's just, there's hundreds of things happening. It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Well, first of all, we have the global EPA occurring. We have the German scientists reversing themselves and getting major coverage by German media and Der Spiegel and other places. We have an A to Z report, which documents literally on almost every issue from the Arctic on down through every letter of the alphabet. Not only are their predictions not coming true, they're going the opposite way. We have global warming turning on Al Gore. We have a civil war among the global warming community going on. We have new polling data continuing to show that the American public isn't buying it and the global public isn't buying it. 111 countries, the majority of the human race, is no longer afraid of man-made global warming. More people believe in haunted houses than man-made global warming, according to Gallup polling data. So we have had major success there. And once the public quit being interested, then the politicians dried up. And it's just a joy to watch this corrupt system collapse. But as we'll tell you after the break, they're reorganizing and they're coming after biodiversity and species extinction. And they're going to roll climate into that. So climate's not going to go away, but it's going to be consumed by a larger threat, the biodiversity and Earth Summit coming up in Rio.
And we first saw them, a couple years ago, abandon global warming to now any change. And I've seen the children's TV shows now. They're training children that seasons are bad and that if there's ever a storm, that's global warming, as you know. And so it gets hot and cold because they're bad. I mean, this is just consciously fear-mongering and brainwashing.
Yeah, in fact, right now, the EPA is now targeting with a new Hollywood film about a Dr. Seuss character who speaks for the trees and fights rampant industrialization, unquote. This is going to be our Environmental Protection Agency partnering with Hollywood to propagandize our kids through this atrocious new film coming out essentially saying all modern society is evil and bad.
Let's talk about that when we come back. And again, as much as I like whales, and I do think a lot of big animals like that should be protected, and I don't particularly like SeaWorld. Those animals are in too small of tanks. They've now got a court case, as you know, to give them rights. If that happens, the roaches get rights, everything, and it's going to be the globalists that count the votes of the roaches, literally, and say, we have no rights.
And that's exactly where they're headed. The last place you want to be is on the great ape society, other things.
But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Yesterday, we had the report about the federal liars, and there are literally more than 30 different ones where it's suspicious to pay for a coffee with cash or to be wearing blue jeans or to use a search engine that has a proxy server. And they say get their driver's license from all customers when you try to pay cash. This is official FBI. These are public. Now they're saying if you're buying bulk food. Now we told you about door-to-door stuff in Tennessee where they're going around and asking for a list of who's buying bulk food. And everybody freaked out and backed off that story, though I'd confirmed it was happening. Sure enough, the article's out. Feds label bulk buying of food a potential terrorist activity. There's a war, as Forbes reports, on lemonade stands. There's a war on the Second Amendment. I mean, there's a war on every basic form of liberty. This system wants you dependent. Now, we saw some good stuff happen last year in Congress. It hasn't been implemented yet, but they passed a law saying the EPA can't say that farmers can't produce dust and get $5,000 a day fines per infraction. I mean, that happened. Heck, people won't believe it. Guys, show them on screen, or radio listeners, type into the search engine the original article. Pull it up. EPA to ban dust on farms, or ban hay dust. They were saying thousands of dollars of fines per day for dust off hay. In fact, EPA labels hay a pollutant. That was the headline. I mean, you cannot make this up. It's about total control. Stalin and Mao didn't let people do individual private agriculture. You see the banning of gardens now. Austin's passed a so-called law saying you got to have regulators out at your house and you can't have chickens in your backyard. People who want to be sustainable, people that, yeah, there it is, imaginary farm dust regulation banned by House. That's the Huffington Post making a joke about it because they're angry that the House woke up to what they're doing. So that's actually a whitewashed George Soros article there. But no, I read the regulation. But anyways, Mark Moreno joins us for this segment and the next to talk about what they're doing because they're back with new things.
Well, Alex, just to piggyback on what you're talking about here, in California, I think it was 2008, they tried to have the government control the thermostats in your home. In other words, if you liked your air conditioner too cold, they would have the ability to make you warmer in the summer. If you thought they were too warm in the winter, they would have control over that. The New York Times compared it to the Outer Limits TV show at the time. And of course, they had to back down, but it gives you the mindset of the bureaucrats. Japanese government telling its citizens they have to go to bed earlier, an hour earlier, to help fight global warming. The head of the UN climate panel said Americans and the Western world can't go out and enjoy ice water in restaurants because of the threats of global warming and all this.
Oh, no. Everywhere I go in Austin now, it's a little cult thing. I'm like, I like a salad. I like that chicken breast. And do you want water? Yes. Are you sure? We're in a drought. And I'm like, you're in a drought. The amount of water I drink is nothing compared to the giant golf courses that never get harassed for using too much. It's just incredible. It's all about government being able to henpeck us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and it's true. He who controls carbon dioxide controls life. It's a bureaucrat's dream to control it. But as you mentioned, they're beyond that. They're talking about dust. They're using species now, and that's where they're coming into. I interviewed Peter Singer, the Princeton alleged, intellectual who was a big animal rights guru.
He openly says euthanize babies because they have as much value as a mackerel.
Yeah, they actually says that a newborn chimpanzee has more rights, essentially, than a newborn baby. He said Christianity is harmful to animals. He said that animals, like dogs, can consent to have sexual relations with an owner and that should be legal. He's a man, when I interviewed him, he actually openly told the crowd at this animal rights convention that he would have to, he would be hard-pressed to think if he would kill termites that were devouring his home, because what right did he have to infringe on a termite's right? So this is the animal rights intellectual leader who gets fawning media coverage. This is the kind of mentality they have. What they never explain in the animal rights movement is, if animals are so intelligent and so bright, why is it that animals eat other animals, but somehow humans are forbidden from eating other animals? Why do humans have to play by a different rule? And the obviously implicit answer is humans have a higher standard. So we're not equal to animals. They will admit that themselves. Otherwise, they would they talk about bad conditions in slaughterhouses or whatever they want to talk about. Well, go out on the African plains and see how a lion kills its animals. It's cruel and debasing. Until animal rights activists go after animals for killing animals, they have no business saying that we're equal to animals. And that's the bottom line on that. Again, obviously we should treat animals humanely and do everything we can that's within reason, particularly in terms of food production. But the idea that we're equal to animals, but somehow we have to play by a different standard, just doesn't fly.
Now, Mark, I want to reset this. I want to reset this interview because we started it earlier. And no, I mean, it's an awesome interview. It's just that we need to explain why we're now off into animal rights. They said global cooling in the 70s, we'd all be in an ice age by 2000. Then in the 80s and 90s, and now it's global warming and carbon dioxide is going to kill everybody that plants breathe. And now that that's been proven to be a hoax and is imploding, let's talk about that. They're moving to animal rights and extinction. And here's the Deakin Chronicle. Court to decide if SeaWorld whales are illegal slaves. Now, I want to be clear. I don't like the fact that those giant whales are in tanks that are too small. I think they are magical creatures. They are intelligent. I think that they shouldn't be, you know, whaled to extinction. I get that. The point is they use it as a cute mascot like the polar bear. And then they openly have said the UN, and as you are pointing out, this new global EPA, they will represent the monkeys and the shrimp and the roaches and outvote us. And as they say, we're a parasite because the globalists are eugenicists. So they actually outvote us. And they're saying this, so that's how they're going to democratize the planet. It's just that humans will be outvoted by the termites and all the rest of it. This is how they plan to take over and bring in their new authoritarian system. So like shark teeth, they've been using all these other hoaxes. Now they're coming in with this. Mark, please, so let's talk about their implosion because you're the expert on this. And now their new attack paradigm 20 years later going back to Rio.
Okay, yeah, the global warming movement began essentially in 1988. That's when the United Nations formed this climate panel. Now, keep in mind, the climate panel, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, that won the Nobel Prize, you hear about in the media that issues assessments every, you know, 6-7 years, was literally founded on the premise that CO2 causes dangerous global warming. If they fail to find that, or if the science shows that it doesn't, which it clearly has, the UN no longer has a reason to exist as a climate agency. So their every incentive is for them not to find that. So what we've done and what the ClimateGate scandal revealed is these were a small group of scientists, in many cases under 50 or around 50, that were manipulating the process, blocking studies that disagreed, blocking data that disagreed, and then essentially sometimes generating studies that did and coming up with all these claims to keep the narrative alive. Now, this was all going on behind the scenes. It blew out wide open in 2009. But if you go back 2006, 2007, that was the high point of the global warming movement. They made a couple critical mistakes. By having the United Nations as the source of your science, as John Kerry, the senator from Massachusetts, likes to say, it was the gold standard of science. If that is your gold standard of science, then you seriously have fool's gold on your hand, because that has proven to be nothing more than a mockery. It is a political institution masquerading as a science body. The second problem they had was Al Gore. Al Gore inserted himself, even back in the 1980s, he was involved in this. And by the way, Newt Gingrich co-authored a bill with Nancy Pelosi that didn't make it out of committee, but on man-made global warming back in 1989. So Newt Gingrich was already a committed believer in this stuff back in the 1980s. What happened was Al Gore is a polarizing figure. Whether you love him or hate him, he was never going to fly as the spokesman for global warming. So the UN is your source of science. Al Gore is your spokesman. And, of course, Al Gore's proclivity to bore and overreach didn't help either. And this is what happened. The whole movement collapsed, and it particularly collapsed when they pushed cap and trade, because that's when it became real to people. People, after it passed the House of Representatives in June 2009, congressmen went home to their districts and senators, and it wasn't so much the Tea Party as it was the town hall meetings where they were booed, jeered, ridiculed, mocked, insulted by angry crowds that these congressmen would dare vote for a climate bill, and that every time they tried to say that the science was settled, they would be laughed at and booed. And that is what turned it around. By the end of that summer, Al Franken of Minnesota bailed out on the climate bill. He was so terrified of the public's angry reaction. So the public rejected the United Nations, Al Gore, and the media's claim on common sense. They don't need a science background to reject man-made global warming fears. You just need common sense and logic. And once the public rejected it, the politicians ran scared. Once the politicians ran scared, then of course, ClimateGate followed. The whole thing just collapsed. And now it's a mockery from the Arctic to the Antarctic to sea levels. Global sea levels, far from accelerating, are actually dropping. It dropped the last 2 years. NASA's been documenting it.
By the way, Mark, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can go to Google's sea level gauge where they get all the readings from all the ports in the world. I can go to the Navy zone, and I did that about 2 years ago. You're saying it's been dropping for two, but I went 2 years ago on air and showed the viewers and radio listeners, you know, put links on Infowars.com for them. I showed them where on average they dropped by about a foot in the last decade. And then one of the few things that's been measured for hundreds of years, as you know, is sea levels. There were readings in London and in other ports going back hundreds and hundreds of years, and it shows it fluctuating by a few feet every few decades. It's just normal.
Yes, and it's also normal to be, sea level has risen generally since the end of the last ice age 10,000 years ago. So it's no surprise there. But on the other hand, this whole claim of Florida half underwater that Al Gore promotes, it's not there. And what they've done now recently, they've started adjusting the number. They put in these fudge factors, or what critics are calling it, and they're not accounting for a lot of things. Sometimes sea level's not rising at all. It's actually the island or the land surface could be sinking in certain locations, which can affect it, and there's ways to measure that. But they've now put in blanket adjustments because they're embarrassed. That's what they're being accused of, is trying to cover up the fact that sea level not only isn't accelerating, it's dropping. And by the way, this is one promise Barack Obama kept. He actually said in I think it was election night, it was the fall of 2008, he actually said this: we're going to be the presidency that heals the planet and sees the sea levels drop. And he's actually done it. Since he's been president, global sea level has dropped. So all the criticism you can have of Obama, one thing you can't is he kept his sea level promise.
Man,
of course I'm joking.
No, he's like God or something, then, you're saying.
Yeah, he's got powers and ability far beyond those of mortal men. And this is, you know, but this goes across the board, though. You look, Mount Kilimanjaro, a mockery. It's gaining snow and ice. There's guides out there just recently, I believe it was a Bloomberg or Reuters article, the guides are saying that the snow and ice is increasing. And people like Michael Mann, the scientist from Penn State University, who's the center of the ClimateGate scandal, will still use stuff like, oh, well, proof of man-made global warming. Look at Mount Kilimanjaro. The ice is melting. It's not anymore. And even if it did before, it wasn't due to global warming or temperatures. It was due to local land use issues. So it's an amazing thing to watch this. I went to the UN conference in Durban. It was akin to medieval witchcraft. They no longer talk about global temperatures. Hardly at all. It's all about, during the week we were here at this UN conference, there was a flood here, a hurricane here, a tornado here, an earthquake here. They're now turned every weather event into proof of man-made global warming. You can't falsify the theory. This is akin to the Middle Ages when you'd say we never had weather like that until that witch moved in next door. And Al Gore did his 24 hours of climate reality, and he was ridiculed. I did a whole report. Dozens of global warming committed believers and environmental activists trashed Gore, winced, distanced themselves. Al Gore can no longer command his own friends to support him. That's how bad it's become.
All right, Mark, I want
to... groveling to none other than Keith Olbermann as his only way to save his network. That's what Al Gore... When you have to grovel to Keith Olbermann to save yourself, you're gone.
No, he is gone. So that leads us to the next question. We can't just let him regroup and cook up new frauds. 20 years after Maurice Strong and the UN openly said, quote, we will use environmentalism and carbon taxes to shut down the industrial world. Our goal is a post-industrial world. This official neo-feudalistic model where government shuts down everybody but a select inner coterie of crony capitalists and then socializes all the other wealth to make us dependent, they're coming back. So, how do we stop them? I mean, you're explaining it's going to be let the termites vote. You know, the government's going to represent animal rights now, species extinction. How do we rout them?
Well, here's the thing. If they get a hold of biodiversity, which is the umbrella, sustainable development, species extinction, deforestation, it's brilliant. It even surpasses CO2 as a master control mechanism, because now, if you want to do anything, if you have biodiversity, which is just essentially all ranges of the planet's systems, that means you can control the oceans, you can control fisheries, ship lanes, you can control land use, you can control transportation, roads, food distribution, agriculture. This is a way, in a way, they probably mishandled themselves by going after global warming in the 1980s. They should have committed themselves to this, because if they had achieved master control of biodiversity like they want, plants, animals, species on Earth, they would be able to control every possible aspect of our lives. And that's what they're going for. They're looking for a super EPA right now. Over 100 countries have endorsed the concept. And what's scary is this stuff usually happened under Republican presidents. George Herbert Walker Bush, the first Bush, got us into the mess in Rio. And I don't argue presidents should ignore these conferences. I think both Bushes, both the first Bush and George W. Bush, should have attended UN conferences. They should have given speeches ridiculing, mocking, and insulting the UN and laughed at the boos they got. That's what a U.S. president should do. That's how you handle it. Instead, what Republican presidents and Democrat presidents alike do is they're going to continue to fund the UN. They're going to continue to rubber stamp their science reports, be they on species or climate. They're going to continue to have their administration support it. They're going to continue to send delegations to support the process. And as far as I know, no Republican presidential candidate thus far, and I don't know exactly if Ron Paul's addressed this, has called for withdrawing from everything related to the, at least.
No. Ron Paul has called for the U.S. to get out of the UN and to get out of that. And he's the only one. And the reason is the big mega banks, the crony capitalists, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, they fund all the environmental groups. They want to sell these carbon taxes. They want to have this new global tax that Ban Ki-moon, as you know, called for last week. And that's my next question. Agenda 21, as you know, 20 years ago, you're about to go to the new conference, called for global governance, called for every facet of life to be controlled through Agenda 21, smart growth, sustainability. I live in one of the few cities in the U.S., actually implementing it all. I mean, it's just hellish. All of this is happening. And so the establishment wants this. Mitt Romney wants it. Newt Gingrich wants it. Obama wants it, because that's what the ruling elite want. So how do you address the New York Times article yesterday or 2 days ago saying, well, kooks don't want Agenda 21. It's real and taking over, but it's for your best interest. I mean, how is the system going to deal with the fact that people don't trust them anymore and are now aware that the UN is a front for a global corporate takeover of everybody else's systems?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. This is the Agenda 21 deals with sustainable development, the economy, equity, environment, social justice. These are the words, code words for redistribution of wealth. It's essentially an abolishment of private property if they get their way. But they're smart about it. They go, it's incremental. It's a little bit slower. It doesn't happen overnight. And what happened was this was set into motion back at the Earth Summit in 1992 when the first George Bush went. And God knows why he went and why he legitimized this and why he committed us to this, but he did. And now as we go forward, they're going to resurrect that now in 2012 at this conference upcoming in Rio, Earth Summit Plus 20. And it's actually a brilliant scheme because it's behind the scenes in states, localities, counties across the country are slowly able to start implementing parts of this agenda. And it's creeping up all around us without you even being aware of it. And it's a very frightening thing. And again, there's no real government opposition, no one in government, no establishment opposition to this. And that is where they can succeed. And that is where the greatest threats come from, is the fact that no one's even aware of it. And that's what we have here with Agenda 21 and what's happening. And coming up in June, this is going to be, again, probably much, much bigger than any previous global warming conference. The United Nations and the environmentalists are so excited about this conference because it's new, it's different, and they have a whole bunch of new science, in quotes, that the IPCC-like panel of the UN is already producing, trying to scare people. What people need to realize is that 99.9% of all species have gone extinct, and extinction is a natural process. And to sit there and fret over every single species, they first of all claim 50,000 species go extinct a year, but they don't actually exist. There's things like amoebas and bacteria. When you press them to name names, they're actually just species of...
No, they admit it's algorithms, like you said last night on the Nightly News, and I've seen that. They admit it's computer program models, but let's expand. Schwarzenegger said, as you know, in USA Today in 2010, he said, listen, we're going to go to local governments and do this since the feds won't do it. Is that not infiltration? I mean, if the Russians came over here and said, we're going to lobby your local government and pay them off to pay us tax money, that would be treason, sedition, infiltration, espionage. How is it not espionage when the UN and George Soros and globalists come in and say in USA Today, we're going to do an end run around your elected representatives. We're going to do this. I mean, they should be arrested. This is a criminal takeover. Let's call it what it is, Mark. Let's stop mincing words. I'm not saying you are, but I think it's time to really call it what it is. These are criminals trying to hijack our infrastructure, and it makes me sick.
Well, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, as a leader, they couldn't have picked a more absurd and appropriate figure. Here's a guy who did everything wrong from their point of view. He flew private planes to and from work, daily commute. He had a Humvee vehicles, flew all around the world, works in the most environmentally destructive industry in America, which is Hollywood film industry. And he is your environmental spokesman. So that, on the face of it, is perfectly appropriate and absurd all at the same time. Schwarzenegger is going around now. He's now they're calling him the Incredible Hulk. He went from the Terminator to the Incredible Hulk. He is now the green spokesman, the ambassador around the world, and as you mentioned, state and local governments. I don't know how much success they're having outside of liberal enclaves at this point. I believe it was the city of Boulder, which tried to pass all this different cap and trade stuff, and they realized they couldn't even meet the targets, and they admit how hard it was. So the liberal bastions that have tried this stuff years ago are failing. So Schwarzenegger is going to go around. I'm sure Schwarzenegger will be at the Rio conference. The other person, other Hollywood actor, by the way, intimately involved is Harrison Ford. You hate to see it, but Harrison Ford.
Hold on, Mark. I know you've got to go, but do five more minutes with us on the other side. I want you to be able to finish. Tell us what else is happening at ClimateDepot.com and how we beat these people, because these are the authoritarians. These people are scum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lord Monckton on many times. You know I've made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where the UN, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, Bill Gates, all of them admit environmentalism is to be used to shut off energy and reduce world population, use food as a weapon. Henry Kissinger, Memorandum 200, State Department, CIA. This is about eugenics. And I want to ask two questions of Mark Moreno from Climate Depot, one of the leading experts out there on this, advisor to Congress. And everything he's broken down over the last decade that I've been following him has turned out to be dead on target. Two things. How do we beat them, A, and then B? I'd like you to speak to the whole world government, world tax. It's now out in the open. We won't get attacked by, you know, the big neocon talk show host for talking about reality. It's out in the open now. The world government element, the eugenics population reduction, because Lord Monckton's numbers is if they did the Copenhagen cuts, it would be over a billion people in 10 years would die who are on $2 a day or less. The revolutions that'll come out of turning off the infrastructure. I mean, this is feudalism. So I'd like you to speak to their master plan and how we beat these authoritarians.
Well, it's they want a more primitivism back in the world. And overpopulation was huge in the 1960s and 70s. They realized soon that that couldn't even, that imploded under its own weight. It's still there, though. People like John Holdren, Obama's science czar, are still pushing the idea that mankind is, you know, there's too many people on Earth and we got to get rid of it. I think Bill Gates was last on record saying that the world would be a lot better with 2 billion less people. So it's a very scary thing. So you look at it, you say, okay, they're worried about that. Well, what are their policies? Well, you look at their policies, 1.6 billion people don't have running water and electricity. Right now, they are being prevented. Obama's has been stopping and helping pressure to stop international development of coal plants in Africa. The country of Chad had a UN-inspired ban on burning charcoal, which led to, quote, desperate families. UK grocery stores stopped bought local and hurt black African farmers. India has said they won't sign on to UN treaties when 40% of their residents don't have running water and electricity. John Holdren actually opposed Norman Borlaug's agricultural revolution in the 60s and 70s that saved millions and possibly billions of people from famine. The golden rice and the way they revolutionized agriculture to feed a planet. John Holdren's reason, and we uncovered the old articles and documents, he said that he didn't want the planet to support that many people. He would rather, and literally is on record as saying that people should rather die before you would allow agricultural revolution to feed these people. So they don't want the people on the planet. And beyond that, we have the German climate advisor calling for a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet. The UK government has proposed carbon ration cards for employers to monitor their employees' train travel, air travel, your home energy use, and how much you're using. It's the most intrusive stuff that Orwell couldn't even have contemplated. So this is all happening. Al Gore has said the climate bill was the first step toward global governance. So many different UN officials have called for this. The global EPA is now going to be on the table coming up to the Rio Summit. This is all what's happening. The idea is the Earth is so fragile that we've destroyed it, that people can't be left to free minds, free markets, that we need bureaucratic bean counters to essentially run our lives, everything from our shower heads to our toilets to our washing machines to our dishwashers to our ice makers to our bedtime. And you go right on up the list. As Nancy Pelosi said, in China, of all places, we need a complete inventory on every aspect of our lives to fight global warming. And now I would add to that to fight species extinction and biodiversity. Remember what the founder of Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, has said, that today's environmental movement is probably the most anti-human agenda he's ever witnessed. And he's also said, particularly in this idea that, you know, the trees, this new film is coming out. The EPA is partnering with a Dr. Seuss film, Hollywood film coming out, that's going to teach kids that industrialization is bad and talk about the rights of trees. Remember, Patrick Moore, one of the founding members of Greenpeace, has said, if you want more trees, use more wood. Using wood sends a signal to the marketplace that trees have value. It's when something doesn't have value that it gets destroyed. So the more wood we
But I got to stop here. I mean, we've taken advantage of Forest Service programs where you pay just at cost for the pine trees and stuff. We've got East Texas Ranch that we've decided to put towards wild land mainly just for hunting and things. Because they've set up the market where you can't make money in cattle ranching by the oligopolies and combines. And absolutely, I've seen the major studies. We have more trees now, as you know, Mark, than we had 150 years ago. Briefly tell people about that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. People think, oh, this is, you know, we're disappearing trees all the time. Let's take, for instance, tropical rainforest. in the 80s and 90s, that was the eco-scare of the day. And you had Hollywood films like Ferngully, National Geographic. Everyone was bought into it. That was the global warming consensus, if you will. Little kids were being told the Amazon was going to disappear, tropical rainforests were going to disappear. Well, guess what? Fast forward. I did a documentary on this in 2000. In 2009, the New York Times sheepishly admits that for every acre of rainforest cut, 50 are being regenerated and growing back. Studies are showing that within 5 to 7, 6 or 7 years, you can't even distinguish the new forest from the old forest. And people say, well, these are old growth forests. They'll never be the same again. Well, guess what? Every forest changes. If you leave a forest alone, it won't be the same in 10 years. It's always changing. And natural floods, fires, droughts, all the stuff that occurs naturally changes it as much as...
As you know, in South America, because I've seen documentaries, I've had family that's been down there, in the cities, they're always battling the jungle, coming in and destroying the buildings. The jungle is what they're... It's ridiculous, and I've seen the satellite photos that you're talking about. The jungle's gotten bigger. Areas that do get mined or wooded or logged grow back. It's just insane. Here's the final point. Here's Bill Gates today in the London Guardian. Bill Gates backs climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. And again, he's got his money tax-free in companies that actually make profits. So he's got to be our world savior, and we've got to pay him to control the weather. These people want to run everything. So they're going to openly manipulate the weather, test things on us, and then charge us tax money. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and this is the new thing. You know, there's all kinds of attempts to get money for what they call geoengineering of the climate. And there's all kinds of ways. We had the same thing back in the 1970s when they were worried about man-made global cooling. They were talking about putting black soot on the Arctic ice cap to try to make it absorb sunlight and melt it. So they've always, ever since, you know, time, primitive civilizations have always tried to control the weather. The Aztecs slaughtered thousands of people to appease angry gods, and now we have Bill Gates spending, you know, millions or billions of dollars to try to change the weather. They no longer, I don't know what Bill Gates' personal belief is, but they wouldn't say they're gods anymore. They now think that they can control the weather through their own actions, either by unplugging your cell phone charger or spending hundreds of millions on some kind of geoengineering scheme. It has reached the point where medieval witchcraft, the Mayan calendar, and Nostradamus are looking more scientific and more reasonable.
Well, Mark Moreno, thank you so much for spending time with us, and obviously we'll get you and Lord Monckton and others on when you're down there at this big summit coming up. Hopefully they won't try to have you arrested again. Hopefully they won't beat up Lord Monckton again, the police. Hopefully they won't try to ban you from your own meeting rooms. But they are authoritarians. I think the solution lies in realizing that we always think of a dictator or a corrupt group as looking like Mao Zedong or Hitler. This is the 21st century. And these are just carpet-bagging scam artists who go around the world running different types of fraud that's all guilt-based. And that they really are dangerous authoritarians, and just recognize them for what they are. My frustration is they block out any real environmental concerns for sensible things, and basically gobble up all the support for their power grabs.
Yeah, in fact, polling data has shown that among environmental concerns, global warming is dead last among the public. And you know, there are real environmental problems. When we were in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, we spent the entire year doing 24 global warming hearings. Even the environmentalists were getting frustrated that it was Barbara Boxer's focus just on global warming. Now, I think it's probably a good thing, given the overreach of the federal government. But the bottom line is, if there are any real problems, i.e., and most of these are local issues, whether it's water pollution, land use issues, or you know, some kind of chemical dumping. So those are the kind of things that are legitimate, that should be focused on, that you can deal with through the local courts and legal rights, not big, broad, sweeping silliness about a trace essential gas in the atmosphere that we exhale from our mouth. And for the first time, we used to have the expression, you can't tax the air we breathe. Oh, yes, you can. They're going to tax the air we exhale. And that's what's coming with Obama's EPA. They actually have it, and it's after this election. It's been tabled till after the election. But the EPA is going to try to achieve regulatorily what the U.S. Congress refused to do, including Al Franken, who bailed, wasn't even for this.
Amazing.
The EPA is going to be doing this.
Mark Moreno, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Folks, what's so frustrating for me in the final equation here is that genetic engineering, I'm not talking about crossing two types of rice. I'm talking about putting insect genes, putting other genes in where the rice or the corn or whatever the case is produces chemicals, produces drugs, splicing animals with other animals, insects with fish. All of this is going on, and it's giving rise to mutated viruses and bacteria. It's jumping into other species. It's doing things that irrevocably have already damaged our planet, and they're piggybacking the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, all of them. This is the key. They are piggybacking into these systems that in all mammal species are reducing fertility and causing deformities and toxicity. Now, that piggybacked kill switch in the terminator seeds and the rest of it, so they can't reproduce seeds, and the other back doors that are causing the infertility in the mice, that's now been proven to have jumped into every known corn species on Earth. Six varieties of BT corn, it's jumped into every. There's thousands of varieties of corn. There's over 1,000 in Mexico alone where corn originated, cultivated corn. Devastating everything. And all over the world, in Africa, in countries there, in Mexico, the villagers get this GMO corn, they eat it, they get sick, their animals won't eat it. I've seen the documentaries. And they also show how the next generation, the corn all grows weird, is deformed. They're like, this is not good corn. And they show how it's jumped into all their old species of corn. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Oh, let's put six different species into a monkey. Let's have humanoids with five different parents. Let's put 20 different insect genes into a fish and release it in the ocean. And then all sorts of weird stuff. I've seen the studies with these fish. They'll start growing. One of the fish has corn in it. It'll start growing corn in its intestines. Or it'll start growing insect teeth on its scales. I mean, it's like, what is that? They've got oak trees now, they've documented, with wheat and corn growing out of them. It's just jumping into everything. I mean, we'll be lucky if we make it out of this. They've got rotting nuclear reactors everywhere that are 40 years old, melting down, blowing up, leaking radiation. And used to be a big deal. It's like, oh, yeah, Southern California, Illinois, New York, yeah, it leaks some radiation. Yeah, don't worry about it. Oh, you're finding it's in the milk at 35 times what it should be? We'll just raise it. Oh, EPA raised the level. It's fine. Yeah, well, I know in the past we said don't drink the milk. You'll get it from out of state or somewhere else. But just drink it now. Well, I know in the past when Chernobyl went off in local areas, they said don't eat the produce. But you know what? Government says it's fine. There's this. It's more than just the globalist. It is just this attitude that you can get away with anything you want. It's amazing. You know, I said I would get to this at the bottom of the hour, but I went too long with Mark Moreno. Here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to take calls for a couple segments because I really want to properly have some time to cover this. And at 8 after, I'm going to get into this article that I'm begging everyone to get out to everyone they know. It is so important. If you go to Infowars.com, and there's a lot of just off-the-chart news proving everything the globalists are doing. Report, British Special Forces aiding rebels in Syria. Paul Joseph Watson, that Russians are putting in Spetsnaz. World War III, most analysts say it's a possibility. War looks like it's inevitable. I mean, a big hot war. This is a war going on. A proxy war already. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of constitution. That, I mean, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, CNN. I mean, it's all in the article. They're just all saying get rid of it. I mean, they've already illegally ignored it, but now they want to openly have contempt for it. So nobody figures out, hey, what you've done is illegal. This says you're criminals. This explained all this was going to happen. This was designed to stop you. Read the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. They all go together. I mean, the model for private property and true liberty. But they're pushing in the articles global democracy where they hype up groups, have election fraud, whatever, and say, well, 51% says we're going to take all your property, 49. And then, of course, people stop producing because they're just going to take it from you. You get price controls, a giant welfare class, everything falls apart. That's what they've been maneuvering us towards this whole time. And now regulations to shut down industry, farms, jack up your power prices. It's about they don't want you being prosperous. The globalists have always hated Americans. How do you truly destroy your enemy? You come in, take them over, tax them, build a corporate empire, a private corporate global empire out of the American will, money, ingenuity, dumb them down, feed them garbage, give them poison, use the media to turn them into torture-loving animals, turn us into demon goblins, demonize Americans that are still Americans and understand what's going on, call us extremists, call us terrorists, and then stage terror attacks with the Al-Qaeda that you control and run. Most even the low-level Al-Qaeda doesn't even know that. Launch all these wars. Use Al-Qaeda against your other enemies. You think your public's so dumb, they won't even notice that. And then have every publication in the country constantly. I'm not even looking for these articles, and they're everywhere. I'm at a friend's house, and CNN's on, and they're bad-mouthing the Constitution. It's old, it's bad, it's stupid. Oh, really? It's old, it's bad, it's stupid? Have you read the Declaration of Independence? It's like deja vu. It's happening right now. Have you read how the Constitution knows that government's going to try to get big, so you set the powers against each other, and you have all these checks and balances, and it says, and this doesn't give you your rights, it only points it out? Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 on any of the issues I've covered. We'll take a few segments of calls, then I'll get into this story in detail. I'll read it. Here's the New York Times article that sent me off the deep end. We the people loses appeal with people around the world. Really, the idea that we the people are sovereign and the government isn't God. You've seen all the articles bad-mouthing the Declaration of Independence. Remember that headline a few months ago? Is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And I've got the feds on tape saying it is illegal because it says you have a right to revolt against a criminal government who becomes destructive of your basic liberties. Of course they're attacking it because it's so good. It's so good. It's built to stop criminals.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new affinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Like an angel.
Coming up, Bill Clear's path for 30,000 surveillance drones over the U.S. in the next 10 years. Critics warn military-industrial complex pushing U.S. willy-nilly towards an era of aerial surveillance. Think so? Another Infowars.com article by Paul Watson. Feds label bulk buying of food a potential terrorist activity, despite FEMA itself spent $1 billion in storable foods last year alone. They don't want prisoners. Can a prisoner have food stored up? Can a prisoner grow a garden if they want? No, you're a prisoner. America's being, and Europe as well, into a giant surveillance camp with spies everywhere. I've got the flyers here. There's more than 30 of them going out to every business you can imagine. And it's saying, require driver's license to use cash. Cash is terrorism. Paying for cash. Just everything. I mean, everywhere you go now, there's little control freaks asking you questions and asking and acting like you've done something wrong. I mean, instead of being concerned about the real crooks, like our founders said, the government. Don't trust the government. Watch it. Keep it on a short leash. Oh, no. Let it do whatever it wants. It's the people that have to be watched. Tim, Michael, Jordan, Adrian, Bill, we'll get to all of you. Tim and Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, man, I live in Spalding County in Georgia, and I have a friend. He's a deputy sheriff. The sheriff had a meeting about 2-3 weeks ago, and he was told to start, or all the sheriffs were told to start compiling lists of subversive people in the county.
Yeah, and again, so these are political officers. It's not compile a list of drug dealers or compile list. No, it's people who know the government's criminal. No. We have a criminal government that works for foreign banks that's stolen 27 plus trillion, and they are going to try to march the stupid minions of the system up against the public. But the smart people in the system aren't going to go along with it. What does your buddy say to this?
He said he would be on that list, that there was no way in Hades that he would be doing that.
But see, you see what's happening. And of course, this is also in the news, what you're talking about right now. So it's not just what he's telling you. This is only going to wake everybody up. I can't tell you how many cops come up to me on the street now in Austin, other parts of the country, and say, I used to think you were a kook. I can't talk about it, but everything you said is true. And you're right. And so that's just waking everybody up. I mean, is that what, did you ask him how many other people on the force are waking up?
He said the majority of the sheriff in my county are pretty decent people. He said some of the younger ones have been indoctrinated in this whole thing. But most of the older guys, they won't go for that.
I mean, haven't they watched Red Dawn? I mean, don't they know this is like right out of the Soviet Union? I mean, this is the opposite of America.
It's crazy.
Now, of course, I'm sure they gave them manuals on what the extremists are. People that pay cash, people that have Ron Paul stickers. I mean, is it stuff like that?
Probably so. I'll get back with him and ask him more questions. I'll get back with you and let you know.
Well, you know, he ought to run against that sheriff. You guys need to get rid of that sheriff. You know, the opposite's happening, too. You know, a lot of sheriffs are waking up right now. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just also going to say that I have a friend that was, he works with TSA and DFW, and he said that he was actually present at the molestation of Miss America. And he said that she was becoming combative, but I understand that if somebody was wanting to, you know, do what they do, I'd be combative also.
And I mean, your buddy thought it was okay, or?
He seems rather indifferent because I don't think he's awake, and I'm trying my best. I get him on the phone from time to time and talk to him. I spent 29 years in Dallas. I'm in Georgia now.
Wow. So your old buddy, he thinks she's weird because she didn't like him going in her pants?
Well, he just said he was present. I don't think he was the one.
Imagine, though, Miss USA is wearing tight, like all these women do, tight exercise sweats, and you go in her panties? I mean, this is rape. This is sexual assault.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Even the Washington Post is coming out and saying Obama runs roughshod over religious freedom. Got the big report coming up after the break, dealing with the open assault on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Let's go back to your calls. Michael in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome. Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, hi. First of all, I love your show. I subscribe to Prison Planet TV. I just had a comment question, basically. My husband calls me a conspiracy theorist, and so I was really surprised last night to find him watching that new show, Doomsday Preppers, on National Geographic, where they have people preparing for, I think it was solar flares, economic crash.
And then making fun of them. Meanwhile, the government has spent trillions in the aggregate on it itself. Yeah, you're bad if you want to be self-sufficient, but government is self-sufficient.
Exactly. And at the end, they were rating it saying, well, the possibility of this happening is 0.2%. And, you know, it was just, I found it amazing. But also, I just wanted to throw out another just real quick comment to all the parents out there who are thinking of vaccinating their kids. Just really look into it. You know, my son was diagnosed with autism.
Oh.
And so, but I'm working with, Adrienne Gold. I've just started working with her through Youngevity, and we're trying to get my son on some supplements.
Well, they say that's good. They say a lot of it's diet from some of the research that's been done, but God bless you. You know, I'm really sorry to hear that your husband makes fun of you, Michelle. There's a tiny screen with names on it. I guess my eyes aren't as good as they used to be because I'm always reading Michelle as Michael. But I'm sorry to hear that things like that are happening. I mean, does he think questioning a known lying government is a conspiracy theory? Because that's pretty much the new definition. Questioning known liars is conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I mean, we had an argument last week over the validity of chemtrails. Because we both work, we're civilian, but we both work out at Shaw Air Force Base. And you go out there and there's these crisscross patterns over the sky, and he's saying, oh, no, that's just condensation.
Well, I mean, to be specific, there's some folks that think every trail is a geoengineering trail, but the geoengineering is going on. There are the patents to add the chemicals to jet fuel, so even the pilots don't know. And I know that, I mean, growing up, trails never sat in the sky more than just, you know, a minute or two. Now they're there for hours. I mean, I want to know what changed. I mean, there's photos and video we've gotten where there's like 100 trails in the sky in perfect crisscrosses, and NASA admits that jet trails have made the Earth 20 to 30%, depending on which area, darker in the last decade. I mean, you know, they've got Matrix movies about, you know, chemtrailing the sky. I mean, I just read where Bill Gates says geoengineer, terraform the planet, and then I've got the White House, show your husband, the White House science czar 3 years ago admitting that they're manipulating the weather with barium salts, aluminum dioxide, just what the chemtrail experts said 16, 17 years ago was what they tested and said this was. You understand? We called, and I had environmental experts on, pilots, people that went up and got samples. They said aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things. And guess exactly what government says they've been testing and are now about to go fully operational with, but details remain classified. The exact same chemicals. I mean, how did we call it exactly right? See how, like the UN admits global governments here, global tax, but I bet your husband thinks that's funny because they already said it didn't exist. You see what I'm saying?
He does. We have a bet right now about whether gas prices are going to go up or down.
Yeah, and but does he know about the global government? I mean, he can show him Ban Ki-moon calling for global taxes just last week.
I've tried.
So that doesn't exist either. Well, see, they precondition and say something doesn't exist when it's secret. Then even when it's public, they won't admit it's happening because then they look silly. It's just amazing. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to continue with your calls. So much out of control breaking news is coming out. I've somehow got to get to, I don't know, the 200 articles or so that are in front of me. I never will, but I'll get to some of it. The top stories at Infowars.com. Bill clears path for 30,000 surveillance drones over U.S. It's your tax money after all. They're going to squeeze it out of everybody, and they mean to run you out of business. It's part of the hostile takeover by the globalist. Reports out, British Special Forces enter Syria to aid rebels. That's been going on for weeks, but now it's being reported. Global campaign calls for abolishment of constitution. Newsweek, Time Magazine, BBC, Associated Press, Financial Times, CNN, New York Times. It's just unbelievable treason. Feds label bulk buying of food a potential terrorist activity publicly. Just every activity is evil. Paul campaign forges ahead with strong Minnesota showing in second place, and national polls are showing him in second place. Democrats evicting TSA from airports could cause new 9/11. That's right. Let us take over or terrorists will get you. It's called terrorism to do that. That's just some of what we've got there. But I've been talking about this quite a bit throughout the first 2 hours, but I want to get to it now. I just want to read the article. And Kurt's adding at the end of the story just a bunch of examples of this. He's got some in the article, but I asked him, I said, add a bunch of examples. He said, but there's so many. I said, just add them. But here is the report right over here. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this report now. This is at Infowars.com. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. And I just want to be clear about this. You can go look it up for yourself. In fact, I think I'm going to have Kurt add that to the article, because that's the specific thing we talked about 30 minutes this morning, and he wrote notes about what I wanted in the article, and then he ended up writing about a bunch of other stuff, because it'd be a 20-page article if he put it all in there. But it is treason to work against your country for a foreign power. It is high treason to be sworn to the Constitution, working in the executive, legislative, or judicial, and to work against the country for a private interest, a corporation, or a government, or a criminal enterprise. That is the definition of high treason. Well, what's globalism? And why do you have high treason laws? Because there's always foreign powers and foreign corporations like the British East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, that did take over countries like India. The British and Dutch East India Companies actually took over India themselves and ran it for several hundred years. Globalism is nothing new. It's a form of colonialism through a corporate elite. And they've learned how to hide themselves, so even if you throw out the government, they're still there. So they've got CNN hosts, they've got Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times, all saying it's bad, it's old, other constitutions are better, the UN Constitution's great. Really, read the UN Declaration of Rights. And in Article 29 and 30, they say all these other rights that we say you have, you don't have if the UN says so, or it's for the greater good of the UN. It's got that fine print that we'll do whatever we want, and then look at what the UN does all over the world. And they say, oh yeah, 51% vote to kill a certain group, we do it. In a republic, you can't do that. In a republic, the majority can't get together like in Nazi Germany and persecute a minority. And then they argue that, well, you know, we've never really implemented the Constitution fully. You know, the founders weren't perfect. It's an idea that you build towards. And they act like we're having problems because our Constitution isn't good. Just like they blame capitalism. Capitalism did this. It's time to get rid of it, Davos says, and create a new system run by government that the rich control against the middle class. But again, capitalism didn't do this. Crony capitalism, crony fascism, insiders with government, shutting down their competition, having government sign on to their derivatives fraud. That's what did this. It's good old-fashioned crime. And so when you see Fareed Zarkaya and however you pronounce that idiot's name, I've met him again at CNN, the Bilderberg guy that looks like a vampire or something. How do you pronounce his name? Fareed Zarkaya? I forget. I don't have it in front of me. The point is that I randomly have seen him four or five times bashing the Constitution without even hardly ever watching CNN. I mean, he must be like a parrot or a cuckoo clock that just pops out every day and says the same thing. This is a globalist who's openly pushing for all of this. Now, here's the New York Times article. And it says, "We the people loses appeal with people around the world." Sure. It is the nation's founding document and sacred text, being sarcastic. And it's the oldest written national constitution still in force anywhere in the world. But its influence is waning. In 87, on the Constitution's bicentennial, Time magazine calculated that of the 170 countries that exist today, more than 160 had written charters modestly or directly or indirectly on the U.S. version. A quarter century later, the picture looks very different. And it goes on to badmouth it and put it down. And then you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg yesterday in the news. You know, headline, "Ginsburg tells Egyptian TV, don't model yours after the Constitution." Remember? We're always hearing, "Oh, we're going to launch a war under the authority of the UN. We don't need the Constitution." Well, that's illegal. So they've committed all these crimes. They're violating the First Amendment in many respects, the Second Amendment. They're trying to hype police up to go after everything. They're trying to get the courts to do it. There's all these movies I'm seeing where they badmouth the Constitution and they save everybody from the nuke or from the terrorist by violating it. And they're the heroes. And the movie ends with like, "Oh, the Constitution's garbage." Movies like Law-Abiding Citizen. Movies like Source Code. And again, the movies, the TV, the nonfiction media, all bad-mouthing it. Why? Because it's good. Because it also points out they're criminals. It's like they're a bunch of vampires telling you how bad the sun is. Well, of course, a bunch of vampires. That's what they are, a bunch of parasites. A bunch of globalist crony mafias. It's just, tyranny is just government by mafia, government by criminal. It's very simple. People will kill for $100. Well, will they do even more to get the total control system? And to have all the private jets and government jets and trillions of dollars and nuclear weapons and power and surveillance systems and the power trips they get? And what says they can't do that? Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. And so they ignore all that while attacking it because at any time you read the Constitution, it says what they're doing is high treason, punishable by being hung by the neck until dead. So, of course, a bunch of criminals. It'd be like bank robbers saying, "We don't like anti-bank robbery laws." I mean, it's very simple. And there's a culture now. I see cases all the time where federal or state judge says, "Don't bring Constitution in court." They're going purely to administrative. We the people loses appeal with people around the world. And it's got weird stuff saying at the article ends, seriously, you got to read this, saying the Soviet republics had a better system than we did. Go read it. I mean, you cannot make this up. And like Kurt Nemo this morning is going, this is a serious article. They're saying the Soviet Union was good? I don't understand. And I'm like, it's all meant to be in our face. Soviet good, America bad. And you're like, but it's not a satire article. No. It's not. It's all about throwing it in our face. Constitution says you got to follow the state law. How are they indicting parents for kids being late and saying it's truancy when the code says it isn't? Because they're crooks. They've got a force. They've got an armed force claiming it's legitimate. It's illegitimate under all common law, under common sense. The Union of Soviet Republics was much better than ours, he added, adding, we guaranteed freedom of speech of the press. Big deal. They guaranteed freedom of speech of the press, of street demonstrations and protest. And anyone who is caught trying to suppress criticism of the government will be called to account. And yuppies read this and go, oh, Soviet Union. I mean, we're in cuckoo land here. Well, yeah, we abort babies for convenience. The police wear black uniforms, never a good sign. There's cameras everywhere. The government says they'll secretly arrest us and have us disappear into a black hole. Of course they're going to have the New York Times talking about how great the Soviets are. And again, I'm the bad man because I want our Constitution. We're the extremist. The actual FBI training reports say those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution call FBI immediately. That's a quote. Just type in FBI flyer, constitutional terrorist. You'll get news articles about it. With a straight face. I've got the training videos. So, I mean, these are criminals, folks. And they're trying to get the local cops and the low-level FBI and military to go, okay, we're allowed to kill people now and arrest them for no reason. Okay, we're allowed to, there's no constitution, torture's good. And then the government does it and they go, oh, this is the new way? And they're like, yeah, we all ridicule it. And they're just getting everybody to ridicule it. So people in government go, well, I guess it is bad. See how they do that? Kurt Nemo's article is so important. Get it out to everybody. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. And I'm going to finish up with this, then have a guest on for about 10-15 minutes, then I will finish with all those that are holding. But Kurt has added at the bottom of the article a bunch of links to where they're attacking the Constitution and just absolutely demonizing the living daylights out of it. We'll be right back.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
See, all these other constitutions worldwide say you've got all these rights unless the government says so, and you get your rights from government. And so government can change it anytime it wants. The Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights all come out of the Magna Carta 1215. It also gets into the whole Parliament Wars, 1243 or so. Check my memory. Look up the Oliver Cromwell, when he won the war. Was it 43, 45, 1643, 1645, something like that? All of this comes out of people saying kings are not God. We have basic rights to private property. Local lords would have sex with your daughter if they wanted to. You are an animal. And it was feudal law in Japan. It was feudal law in what's Mexico today under the Aztecs. It was feudal law everywhere in the world, except for some of the northern North American tribes. Iroquois and others had similar stuff to British common law that had been developed. And actually, some of the Iroquois Confederacy rules, and Benjamin Franklin, I used to hear this, I went and looked it up. Actually, part of our Constitution does come out of some Native American law. So there were some cultures that had it where everybody actually voted and where there were rules and where you couldn't just have the tribe vote to kill somebody for no reason or whatever, or take their property. And a lot of cultures develop common laws that are pretty darn fair. So the common law was fought for. Kings were beheaded repeatedly. What, a few years after 1215, the king went back on what he said he was going to do. They got him and killed him. Cromwell, the king tried to usurp power. You know what happened to him. These examples happened over and over again, and that's why the system hates it. And Kurt hits the nail on the head in his article of why the media, run by globalists. I mean, this is a big deal. When you see Time Magazine, Newsweek, the History Channel saying, is the Declaration of Independence illegal and bad-mouthing it? I mean, you're looking at outrageous sedition. As a citizen, I can say the government's been destructive of my rights. I'm going to abolish the government. But that's to reinstate the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. And yes, the states can get together and change it when they want, we the people. But when you're working for the UN, foreign corporations, foreign powers, coming in and saying get rid of it, that is an act of espionage of the highest order. It is sedition. It is high treason. It is an attempted overthrow. But now these criminals just do it out in the open. But they know how big a deal it is. I remember I watched it live on C-SPAN 3 years ago. It's in Fall of the Republic, 2.5 years ago. Violated Article 1, Section 9, when Obama became the head of the UN Security Council. First time a sitting president or anybody in the cabinet ever done that. And Henry Kissinger was there, George Shultz. They were gasping. Some of them had tears coming out because they believe in global government. I mean, these are sickos. And the treason was so huge and so blasphemous, everyone was in awe. that the president was violating his oath completely publicly, rubbing our faces in it, sitting over a foreign global corporate power with its own military, and saying he turns his office over to it. I mean, could President Obama or Reagan say, I'm going to now say that I'm under the Chinese government and I get my authority to bomb Libya because the Chinese government said I could? That's exactly, listen to me, this is big. That's exactly what he did when he said, I got my authority to attack Libya, but it's not an attack, to help Libya from the UN. And Congress said, well, we're warmongers. We're all paid for by the same groups. We'd like to give you the authorization, but you got to get it from us. And Obama said, I don't get nothing from you. I get my declaration from the UN. And I'm sending this letter out that I did this for the UN for their credibility. They got credibility. They gave me the power, not you. And four current Supreme Court justices have shot their mouths off in the last year saying the same thing. And before that, always at least four. Since I've been in the newsroom 17 years, it comes across my desk every few months with a Supreme Court justice saying, get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We should rule according to the UN. I mean, they should be arrested immediately. The Congress should move to impeach them, to remove them in that civil trial, and then issue a congressional indictment, and they should be tried by a federal grand jury should bill them, and that's the end of it. I mean, that's what you do. Oh, you're in the Supreme Court, and you're saying you don't follow our law, you work for a foreign power, handcuffs. But see, before it's like, we don't want to get rid of the Constitution. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Oh, no, we're not violating it. Now it's like, get rid of it. We're going to secretly arrest you and take your guns. It's trendy. It's trendy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before.
Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Look at this article here out of the New York Times knocking the Constitution, saying basically nobody wants it worldwide, get rid of it. They say it's not cool, it's not hip anymore, it's not popular. They don't use the word trendy, though. It's fashionable to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And we have History Channel saying, you know, that the Declaration of Independence might be illegal, saying you have a right to revolt against the government. I mean, this is outrageous that your rights come from God. What about separation of church and state? That's not even in the government. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law restricting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The federal government has no jurisdiction in religion. Not that religion can't be involved in life. It means you can't have one state-sponsored church, Protestant, Catholic, Hindu, Shiite, Muslim, whatever it is. It's very, very simple. And now Barack Obama's saying you're going to put, this is actually in the Washington Post, day after pill, vending machines in Catholic churches. And they're going, but that violates our religion. Separation of church and state, the White House is quoted. Separation of church and state? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then it goes into, or the press, or the people to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievance. People used to come into the parliament and throw down letters of demand and be heard by the parliament. Before you could charge somebody with a capital crime of treason, you had to go before the parliament. There were wars fought over this. Kings had their heads chopped off over and over again for violating this. People act like there was a war between Americans and the colonies and the Brits. The Americans were Englishmen. They were fighting a war that had already been fought in England over and over again. I'm sorry, I know I'm ranting. Makes me want to throw up. The article's up at Infowars.com. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. You know, we called this guy yesterday to try to get him on. Really nice fellow. And he's like, he's a lawyer. He goes, I want Alex, he told the producer, before I come on, because I've been on other shows and they attack me, I want him to read the law. Because there's no law that I even violated in the truancy. I'm the parent. Plus, it wasn't even enough days. You can't... And, of course, I went and read the Virginia statute. He's right. And he's like, how are they, you know, bringing us into court, setting the court date, all this, you know, indicting us, basically, for this when it's not a law? Welcome to family court. Welcome to the kangaroo courts. Look how they were set up. They're only 100 or so years old. And I was telling him that during the break. And he was like, really, really? And he's a lawyer. Because they don't teach this stuff in law school. You know, all the constitutional lawyers I've had on, Ron Paul, they know. And when you get to the core of eugenics, that's what all this comes out of. So it doesn't matter if there's not a law, because they're going to operate as if, oh, well, then this shows some type of bad parenting. Then there could try to be a ruling. I'm not saying they're going this direction, that you're endangering the child. It's the welfare, and they twist that welfare clause in the Constitution into that. But really, they're just family hygiene courts. That's what they were set up for, the health department, all of it, eugenics. Here's the headline. We're going to our guest. Judge sets trial date in school tardiness case. And he sent me the being late to class that they combine and call truancy. He sent me the Virginia Code, and I've read it, scanned over it, 22.1-254, Virginia State. And they are going ahead. They are charged under the state's compulsory education law, which says parents have to send their kids to school for the same number of days and hours per day as school in session. That's taken out of context. You got to read the full document. And he joins us now. Another statute clearly spells out how school systems must proceed in the case of chronic absences when there is no indication that the pupil's parent is aware of and supports the pupil's absence. Neither statute specifically addresses tardiness. That's right. But I've seen them, and we're going to our guest, with the absent assistance, the student absence assistance program, ASAP. This was all over the news at the time, like 12 years ago. Austinites saw it listening on 90.1 or KLBJ on 590. If you go back, then parents were calling. It happened to my cameraman, Mike Hansen. His son had the flu, 13 years old. Mike's at work working for me. And the police are at his house. His son's 13 at home. His wife worked for the county. She can't come home. It was actually the county that sent him out, the same office. She worked in planning. They can't go home. He has to leave my office and go there, and there's constables there. And they're going, well, it doesn't matter if you even called. This is the third time he's been sick in this semester, and we're just here to, you know, give you this summons. And then we found out it was people that were late to class. They'd combine three, call them into a courtroom, and on the news it was a portable building. Call them into a courtroom in a portable building, Judge Jean Muir on local CBS, and she'd say, sign this document or you're going to juvie right now. And the parents would shake and sign it. Well, they hadn't done anything. They were having them sign on to basically probation, a fur adjudication that if any other problems, now she had them through fraud. Just like there's no law to take vaccines and they lie. Okay, enough of me ranting. I wanted to set the table with some of that and give him the floor to break this down. But judge sets trial date in school tardiness case, Washington Post. And joining us is Mark Denicor, lawyer, full-blown trial. And I've got the tardiness list here. It's late to class. My goodness, my children are homeschooled, but twice a week they go to a homeschooling group. And I mean, they get late sometimes. And here it shows they were a couple minutes late here. Wow, this is just purely evil here. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Just amazing what's happening here.
Thanks for having me on.
What do you think of that little rant you just heard?
Well, my issue is somewhat more narrow than that, but I agree with some of the things that you said.
Well, tell us about your case here, because now... You know, murderers and people, you know, they've got to wait to have their trial because you're having a trial over your daughter being late to class.
Well, I have three elementary school kids that go to elementary school in Loudoun County, Virginia. And this past Monday, we were summoned, my wife and I were summoned to appear in the juvenile and domestic relations court in Loudoun County to respond to misdemeanor charges, class three misdemeanor charges, because our kids, they say, were excessively tardy to school. So those kind of charges, the maximum fine is $500 per child per defendant. So we are facing a $3,000 maximum fine if we're convicted of this supposed crime.
And what they do here in Texas is they combine the tardies and then say that they're a truancy in the code. They had to stop doing it, at least when we were exposing it for a while, because it did come out it was illegal. And obviously this is a revenue generating system. I've got their letters to you. I've got the summons. I've got the code here for people watching on the internet, not just listening, but go over now why you're clearly saying that the law doesn't even apply here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, first of all, with regard to the tardies, I just wanted to touch on that. My wife and I are admittedly not perfect, and our children aren't perfect, and we are trying to do our best to comply with the school's desire.
To get them into the government training prison. I understand that. But, I mean, again, these are your children. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and I understand that. But, you know, I do appreciate the fact that the school has a train it's trying to send out of the train station, so it wants everybody in the train station so they can commence
brainwashing.
Brainwashing. So we're trying to we're trying our best to comply, but we are admittedly imperfect, and we've had some difficulties. But as you see from the information I sent you, in the majority of these cases, in a third of the cases, the amount of tardiness is less than 1 minute, and in all of the cases with exception of two, the tardiness is less than 5 minutes. So it's a very de minimis problem. But I just wanted to touch on that because there are a lot of people that have given me a lot of advice lately about why can't you just get up 10 minutes early? Most people that have children recognize that,
some mornings they refuse to put the shoes on. Some mornings the car doesn't start. Some mornings there's an 18-wheeler turned over on the road.
Yeah, and all of those things impact us. And what we're trying to do is, in our family, is teach personal responsibility.
The state has never done this to parents. Sir, there's cases where if children don't do their homework, parents are being criminally charged. They're calling it tardiness, not finishing the work. The schools are trying to take over the parents. I've seen court cases where schools say that they're the guardians. I mean, this is out of control.
I tend to agree with you on that point because we do feel like the school has an attitude that when we drop off our kids at school, that when they step over that threshold, that they're no longer our kids, and we don't share that view. We think they're our kids for the entire day, no matter where they are, and that we're ultimately the parents and ultimately responsible for them.
You can pull your children out of the school if you want. So the point is, they're not truant when you've got them out, but as you point out in the news, and even the Washington Post has to admit, the code is saying tardiness is not truancy.
Well, that's right. The Virginia code is pretty clear. What they're trying to do in the Virginia code is address truancy and absences without the parent's knowledge. And there's a process when a child is absent from school, not tardy, but not reporting to school at all. If they're absent from school a number of days, then certain things start to happen, and then the school can start to get involved, and eventually they can get the courts involved. And I can see, an extreme case where that might be, where the courts may need to get involved. But certainly in our situation, that's not the case. You can't find anywhere in the Virginia statutes where they talk about tardy or late. And what the school system is doing here is they're trying to, cobble together something to intimidate parents or bully parents into complying with their tardiness policy.
Well, let's just stop right there. It's a policy that they want them to take shots, not the law, but they lie to you and tell you it is. Then they'll kick your child out and for not having shots, and then charge you with the truancy. They do that fraud, too. They're involved in fraud. The court is involved in fraud. This is judicial tyranny. And here you are, like every other good American, apologizing about yourself all day. How about we don't trust the government like George Washington said? How about we start getting disgusted with them? How about some of them go to jail for falsely charging you? There's all sorts of criminal things involved here. I know they're the watchers. Who watches the watchers? But, the last people we need telling us how to run our lives is the government.
Well, I just don't want people to think that I'm thumbing my nose at the teachers that want to have a productive and a class and one that's not disruptive.
And push Prozac and Ritalin on the kids. No, I understand. Hey, have you heard how they arrest 5-year-olds for running in the playground? Does the playground at your little public prison, indoctrination center, do they let your children jog at the playground?
Yes, I believe they do.
Oh, so you're allowed to walk in the yard. Okay. So it's not a supermax. It's okay. Got it. I'm saying they are prisons. They mean them to be prisons. And your little daughter, I bet she's glad that you guys are going to court now. I mean, I guess now if she didn't get her shoes on quick enough or, pipes burst or whatever's keeping you from, being late to the government training camp, the re-education center, that you should tell her, Mommy and Daddy, you're going to prison if you don't hurry.
Well, it is creating a lot of stress in the family. It's creating stress for the kids, and it's creating stress for my wife.
Well, they're just being taught how to go to jail. I mean, we have the biggest prison population in the world. They're being prepped for that. That's what the TSA is all about, prepping us to have our rights violated. But, sir, specifically, what are you going to do? I mean, you've been the court. Tell us where you are in the case. I mean, it's going forward now, even though it's not in the law.
That's right. Well, we had our arraignment on Monday. My wife and I were arraigned and charged, and now they've set a trial date for March 14th. So we have to.
And you're charged with truancy.
Well, we're charged with a class 3 misdemeanor. I don't know if I have the paperwork. Here it is.
Well, you know, don't plea bargain and get the jury up there and show them that the law doesn't say that. Now, the judge may try to stop you from actually reading the law. You know, they do that a lot. They're like, whoa, we don't, laws aren't here. It's about my black robes and robbing people.
Well, I don't know. I hope we get a fair shake in this court. But we were charged against the peace and dignity of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
The peace and so you're involved in a disorderly insurrection. They're just saying you're a disreputable scum, and of course that's the wider thing they would use. Yes.
So we plan on moving to dismiss on the grounds that there is no law against dropping off your kids late to school, and I hope we prevail on that point.
But I mean, what about the prosecutor? I mean, have you talked to this dimwit and explained that, hey, why are you doing this?
They haven't assigned a prosecutor yet, but I'm hopeful that when they do assign one that I can talk to them and hopefully talk some sense into them.
But just so you know, I don't know about Virginia, but I look at most states. They're doing this everywhere, sir. They're taking people's children who were late three times to class in Texas, and there is no law.
Well, we're not the only case in Loudoun County either. There are there's a whole group of us that are kind of in process, and we're kind of the number two case. The number one case is a woman who is a single mother with three children who was treated much more harshly. She officer came to her door and arrested her, put her in handcuffs, and put her in a cop car, and took her down to the adult detention center and put a $3,000
bail. Oh, and the CPS got to grab the kids.
What's that?
What happened to the children?
I think she was able to find somebody to watch the kids.
Oh, how gracious of that. Again, this is an excuse to kidnap us, get normal people into their military-industrial prison complex. We have the biggest prison population in the world. It's a joke, and that cop needs to be fired, and they all need to go to jail for false arrest.
Well,
hey, listen, when you prove that wasn't in the law, that cop needs to go to jail, and so does all those other people. I'm sick of them. And, you know, we need to get angry here, sir. We need to get angry. This is happening to you. It's happening to all of us, these scum. Mark Denicor, as this develops, we'd like to talk to you again. Is there any way we can help you out, or just let the court know, or what do we do?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I've done a lot of interviews. I think I'm reaching the point of diminishing returns. We've gotten the message out.
I'll tell you what, stay there.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire.
Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I was going to let our guest go, but I was talking to him during the break, and I said, how terrible this woman's kids were late to school and the police came and arrested her. And he said, well, it was traumatizing for us. The policeman came to their house, called them liars, got in their face for his little daughters being late to school. And this is what happened in Austin. They would come and give you these big tickets. And then we looked at the code and it's like, okay, you've been sick twice the last semester and you were late 4 times. Well, the law says it's, you know, a lot more truancies, but then it says parents are exempt if they knew. And now they're saying even letters don't do it. It's all about government taking over your life. This is the opposite of America. Imagine 50 years ago, cops coming to your door and calling you a liar. Man, I can't handle it. I mean, I can't handle it anymore. And again, they think they're doing good. They've been involved in tyranny so long. Tell us what happened to you, sir, because you're in the Washington Post now. You're speaking out. You're all over talk radio. You say you go on some of these shows and they attack you. What about their due process? What about your due process? What about this isn't even a law? They're misapplying something, and they know it. Again, they know in Travis County it's illegal where I live. They don't care. They use your ignorance. They're a criminal operation. They're like, well, we're doing the good, so we lie to you. No, you're crooks. What about, instead of saying, I'm sorry, I should do better, but this the law doesn't say this, how about you get angry? Tell us what this cop did when he came to your house.
Well, he came to the house. My wife was at a child-rearing seminar that night, and I was staying at home with the kids, and we were actually doing homework and working on some art projects for an art show. And the police officer came to the door, banging on it, and he came into the house, and he asked for my ID. And the
he came into your house violating the Fourth Amendment. Okay, how did that happen? He just bowled his way in?
You know, it happened so quickly.
You got to get out of that county, man. Good. Oh, it must be horrible. Okay, continue. Well, I guess you are near the District of Criminals. Okay, what happened next?
It happened so quickly, I wasn't sure if I invited him in or if he just walked in.
But, yeah, you got to learn not to invite vampires in. Go ahead.
But he asked for my ID, and my 3 kids are with me and around me, ages 9, 7, and 6. And I gave him my ID, and then he said, where's your wife? And I said, she's at a seminar. And then he turned to my children and says, where's your mother?
Think about the contempt for America. Here you are, middle class, well-to-do, both lawyers, and he's treating you like trash. Imagine, this is a government servant who has turned into a redcoat. And so here he is looking at your kids. Where's mommy? And then what did they say?
They said she wasn't there. And then I said, do you think I'm lying to you? And he said, yes.
What scum? What's his name?
Well, I don't. I do have his card, but I don't. You know, I can only fight one battle at a time.
I wouldn't be afraid of him. So what? Let me. It's time to stand up. Okay, he's in your house talking to your kids, calling you a liar in front of them.
Yeah.
Okay, continue. How did this end? I file a complaint on him immediately.
I asked him if we could step out onto the front porch.
His lordship.
To continue our discussion, and he refused.
So you just stayed in your house?
Yep. So
How long was he in your house illegally?
Well, at that point, I told the kids to go upstairs.
Okay, so how long was this guy in your house?
I would say, I don't know, 20 minutes.
And what did he do, just stand there?
No, he was filling out the paperwork to serve me with a summons.
You got to sue him, man. You got to stand. Don't you understand, sir? They take people's kids all the time, and it's made-up paperwork. You got to stand. You're dangerous. You got to teach him when he's wrong. He thinks you're scum. He called you a liar. He forced his way in your house. He wouldn't get out of your house.
Yeah, I just try to...
You cannot appease them anymore. You can't.
I don't have that much energy to fight everybody.
So what did he do when he left?
Well, he just after he served me with summons, then he left, and we expected that he would come back and serve my wife.
God bless you, sir. God bless. We got to go on a little bit of overdrive here. Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Folks, when I get angry, it's because I know tyranny when I see it. A cop pushes into your house. He calls you a liar, stays there 20 minutes. You tell him to leave. He won't. I mean, it's just, and they got articles everywhere. Get rid of the Constitution. I want to go to your calls. But this is so important here, though. You were telling me, I was saying, how was that for your children to see that, sir? You're a lawyer. Your wife's a lawyer, middle class. Imagine what they're doing to poor people. Comes in your house. Your little girls have been tardy. It's not even under the law. He's calling you a liar. All this is going on. He's with the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department in Virginia. Everybody, send this video to that scum. And that sheriff ought to be ashamed of themselves. Imagine in front of little kids, what do you think the lesson is to your children?
Well, you know, we talk about bullying a lot and that our children shouldn't bully. And if they are being bullied, to tell us about it. So it was disappointing to see a police officer bullying me and also having the school system bully the parents. There's a lot of bullying going on by the people that should be teaching our kids not to bully.
Well, we're looking at a photo of Daisy, the 7-year-old, and I can't imagine as a man, because you sound like a very meek, polite person. I would imagine you were polite, and this guy's swaggering around calling you a liar in front of your children. I mean, this sounds like something out of a cartoon or something.
Well, I wouldn't describe myself as being meek, but I try to be professional.
Gentlemanly.
Gentlemanly.
But my point is, you were talking to the cop like you are now, right? Just being polite, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't handle it. Just don't come to my house and do that, folks. I've had enough of it. Redcoats. I'm sorry. Go ahead. And so, I mean, of course, well, most police I know wouldn't act like that anyways in front of kids or anybody. Why did he call you a liar?
Well, because he thought my wife was evading service of her summons.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, you didn't even have to go to, but now if you see cops at your door, you gonna open it? Or, I mean, I don't open it.
Well, definitely this will run through my mind. But we decided to avoid any more scenes like that.
Oh, and by the way, police, I have hidden wireless systems transmitting live video from my house and hidden cameras in the house. No, I do. I'm just waiting someday when they try to set me up. If they have an advanced team, they're not going to stop all our footage being sent out. I spent a lot of money to make sure it's all under surveillance. They're not going to come to my house and kill me or set me up without it going out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying to avoid any further instance like that, we decided to have my wife come with me to court, even though she hadn't been served a summons, so that we wouldn't have the police coming by to do that anymore.
Well, God bless you. You know, sir, I'm ranting at you because Patrick Henry ranted, Thomas Jefferson did. We need to get angry about this. And after you've defeated this case for all the others in the country, and another example of how they're doing all this by color of law, I hope that you sue that deputy for violating your civil rights and your God-given rights. I mean, he came in your house, but you're not sure whether you were being nice or whatever. Just kind of, you know, they pushed their way in. But when you asked him to leave, he said no.
Well, I didn't ask him to leave. I just asked him to step out on the front porch so we could get away from the kids.
Yeah, no, you did. That's asking to leave your house, technically.
Okay.
And what did he say to you at that point?
He said he wouldn't leave.
I'd have called the police right then.
No.
You get a record of his criminality. No, you get a record of it. Do you see what I'm saying? You get a record. You go, okay, so you're in my house without a warrant. You're refusing to leave. I'm going to call the sheriff's department and report you. You understand? You dial 911.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you're very calm because some places are totally criminal. Well, God bless you, sir. Was this unlike other radio interviews you've done?
Yes.
Yeah, we told you we weren't going to have you on and lecture you about having your kids in the brainwashing center, okay?
you kept that promise.
By the way, your daughters are only going to learn how to be drug addicts and promiscuous at that school. I'd get them out of the government training camp. Why don't you just get them out of the government training camp?
We've considered homeschooling, but...
Do it. Take them out of that evil system. God bless you, sir. We stand with you.
Limitless ways to go into business for yourself.